Welcome to Nali Bali. It's time for a story, a time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces. Today's story is called Gus the Gorilla. Some stories are funny, some stories are exciting, and some stories are a little bit true. This story is based on real events that took place at the Johannesburg Zoo in 1997. Gus was a big gorilla. He lived at the zoo with another gorilla called Gabby. Gabby looked for all the fleas hiding behind Gus's fur, and Gus looked for all the fleas hiding in Gabby's fur. Gus and Gabby had a little house to sleep in with lots of grass around it. They had a jungle gym to swing on and three big trees to climb up into. The zookeeper was good to Gus and Gabby. He gave them plenty of food to eat, cabbage and pumpkin and beans and mealies and lots of oranges and pawpaws and apples and, best of all, bananas. Gus and Gabby loved bananas more than any other food.
May I have the last banana?
Gabby asked every day after lunch. And because Gus was a kind gorilla, he always gave the last banana to Gabby. One day, not far from the zoo, Mr. Funfleet, the shopping bag thief, grabbed a shopping bag full of food from Gogo, who was on her way to the taxi rank.
Xizeni! Xizeni! Help! Help! Give me back my shopping bag!
Gogo shouted, but Mr. Funfleet took no notice of her and ran off down the road. Gogo ran up to a policeman standing on the street corner.
Oh, please help me. A bad man snatched my shopping bag,
cried Gogo.
Well, let's catch him,
said the policeman, and they both ran after Mr. Funfleet.
Give Gogo back her bag,
puffed the policeman.
Yes, yes, give me back. Shopping bag!
But Mr. Funfleet took no notice of Gogo and the policeman. He jumped over a big gate and landed in the grounds of the zoo.
Look!
Puffed Gogo.
The thief has run into the zoo!
Well, hurry, let's catch him!
Puffed the policeman. Mr. Funfleet was not looking where he was going. He jumped over a wall and fell right onto a thorn bush in Gus and Gabby's garden.
Enough!
Said Mr. Funfleet. The noise woke Gus and Gabby, who were having an afternoon nap.
Hey, I think somebody is bringing us bananas,
said Gus.
Oh, what a kind person, said Gabby. Why don't you go to meet him and greet him?
So Gus went up to the person who had landed in their thorn bush. He was a very gentle gorilla with good manners. When he saw Mr. Funfleet with the shopping bag, he stood up and beat his chest like a drum to greet him. Mr. Funfleet got a terrible fright when he heard the sound. He sat up and saw Gus. And when Gus the gorilla stood up on his back legs, Mr. Funfleet the thief began to cry.
I'm in the garden of wild and dangerous animals from a wild and dangerous jungle,
cried Mr. Funfleet. He grabbed the shopping bag and tried to climb back over the wall. Gus was confused. Why was the man leaving when he had come to give them bananas?
Hey, give me bananas,
cried Gus, but Mr. Funfleet was already halfway up the wall, so Gus pulled his leg. Still, the man tried to scramble up the wall without giving them any bananas. Perhaps he had forgotten about the bananas, Gus thought. Gus was frustrated. This human was behaving very strangely indeed. So Gus bit him on the bottom to remind him why he was there. Mr. Funfleet fell back down onto the thorn bush.
Enough!
Gus picked up the shopping bag and looked inside. Gus threw out a packet of Millie meal and a box of eggs. He threw out a tin of coffee and a carton of milk. He threw out a packet of sugar and a loaf of bread. And there at the very bottom of the shopping bag was a big bunch of ripe yellow bananas. Gus patted Mr. Fanfleet on the head.
Hey, thank you,
he said politely. But Mr. Fanfleet said nothing. He just began to cry again.
Dear man. Gabby,
said Gus,
that man has brought us a lovely bunch of bananas.
Gabby came dancing over to Gus. Together they sat down next to Mr. Fanfleet and ate up all the bananas except one. Gus was a kind gorilla and so asked Mr. Fanfleet,
hey, would you like the last banana?
Mr. Fanfleet said nothing. He was crying too loudly to answer.
Near.
Gogo and the policeman heard the crying. They looked over the wall and saw Mr. Fanfleet lying in the thorn bush.
There is the thief! Give me back my shopping bag, you bad man!
Hey, yes, give back her shopping bag!
Shouted the policeman.
Okay, anything, man, anything,
said Mr. Fanfleet. The zookeeper came and helped the thief to pick up all the shopping and put it back into Gogo's shopping bag. Mr. Fanfleet reached over the wall and gave it back to Gogo. Then he dug into his pocket and gave her some money for more bananas.
I'm so sorry. I'm really, really, really sorry,
said Mr. Fanfleet. And off Gogo went with her shopping bag to buy more bananas and to catch a taxi home. Mr. Fanfleet rubbed his sore bottom and looked up at the policeman.
I promise I will never ever steal a shopping bag again. But please, please, I must get away from here. Oh, you could just take me to the police station.
The zookeeper smiled as he handed Mr. Fanfleet over to the policeman.
Well now, Gus,
said the policeman.
You have caught the famous shopping bag thief. I'm taking Mr. Fanfleet to the police station right now, but I will be back to see you tomorrow morning.
The next morning, the policeman brought the chief of police and a big brass band and a camera and a news reporter to the zoo. A crowd of people followed them. The zookeeper led them all into Gus and Gabby's garden. The chief of police hung a very big medal on a chain around Gus's neck. All the people cheered.
Yay!
Yay! Hooray!
What a boyki!
Welcome to the police force. You are now a policeman.
Then the chief of police handed Gus a lovely big bunch of yellow bananas.
Hey, thank you,
said Gus politely.
It was really quite easy to catch the shopping bag thief.
He was so happy, he stood up on his back legs and beat his chest. The chief of police and the policeman and the big brass band quickly stepped away from Gus and Gabby's garden. Then Gus and Gabby settled down in the sunshine to eat the bananas.
You know, Gabby, now that I am a policeman, I will have plenty of work to do.
Yes, said Gabby proudly. This time you have the last banana, Gus.
Thank you, Gabby. I think I will,
said Gus as he ate the banana.
And so we come to the end of today's story on Nali Bali. Did you know reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in various languages in the Sunday World in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and the Free State, the Sunday Times Express in the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape's Daily Dispatch on Tuesdays and the Herald on Thursdays. Story power. Bring it home. Bali, Bali, oh.